Hmm.
Except my father only whipped me once.
Okay, now need the principal parts grow here, you'd say.
Grew, grown.
Okay. And a kid that's born, doesn't have a, you know, born to an unmarried woman, he's a... In other words, his mother's not married, he's a what? Don't say nigger.
Illegitimate.
Anything else you ever heard?
What?
Well, you know, it's a volunteer,
no.
Woods cold,
no.
Come by chance,
no.
Catch cold,
no.
Old Fields cold,
no.
Buzzard egg,
no.
Bastard.
Yeah.
You ever heard that used for kids?
No.
Oh,
illegitimate.
Okay. And say that you might say that Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot.
You talking? More loving.
Okay, that's good. I never had anybody that do that one before. It's the first. Okay. And your brother's son is your what?
I don't have a brother.
If you did have a brother, and if he did have a son, being hypothetical, that'd be your...
Nephew.
Okay. And
then the girl would be my niece.
Okay. And your mother's sister is your...
Aunt.
Okay.
Some people say aunt.
Hmm.
Some say auntie.
Hmm.
But I say aunt.
Okay. And a child that's lost both his mother and his father is a what?
Orphan.
Okay. And what about the person that's appointed to look after him? Is his legal
guardian?
Okay. And you might say the town is full of your cousins and uncles and aunts. You'd say this town is full of my
relatives.
Okay. What if it's, you know, would you use relatives for like your mother and father?
Too? Huh?
Say like your mother and father and brother and sister. Would you use relatives for them too, or would you say something else?
I'd say parents or my brother and my sister.
And
I never say kin.
Okay. And say that you might say, well, so maybe so and so does have the same family name, and maybe she does look a little like me, but actually we're no
relation.
Okay. And somebody that comes into town and nobody's ever seen him, he's a what?
Newcomer.
Mm-hmm. Or anything else? A perfect. So nobody's ever seen him, and he's a... He's new to a place. He's a... You know it. Strange.
Strange person.
No, if he's brand new to a place.
Strange.
You never, if he's never been there, nobody's ever seen him, he's a what?
Stranger.
What if he's from another country?
Foreigner.
Okay. Would you ever use foreigner for somebody who's not from another country? Like for somebody... Or is that reserved just for people from other countries?
Well, like if I was talking about somebody from the north that was coming to the south, I might say he is a foreigner to this area.
Okay.
Now, I might would say it in that sense.
Okay. And
but not just like from Knoxville to Morristown.
Okay.
He's a foreigner to Morristown.
Okay. Now, I'll ask you about some... Oh, now... Your father's brother would be your
uncle.
Okay, if you have one named William, you'd call him
Bill.
Or you'd call him, if you wanted to, do you want to call him?
Uncle Bill.
Okay, or your, if his name is William, you'd call him your uncle
William.
Okay, and one named John, you call him your
Uncle John.
Okay, and then it's pronunciation items. Okay, and these are two, these are name, women's names. Okay, just get you some. The mother of Jesus was named
Mary.
Okay, and George Washington's wife is named
Martha.
Okay. And you remember the song Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
Yeah. The boy was named Bill.